Time for Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Thank you, Craig. For whatever reason, I can't tweet out right now. I don't know whether Twitter's down or what.
I don't know. Cumulus Cafe's not working either.
See? Uh-oh. Huh. Maybe we're being hit by...
We're being hacked.
Yeah. But I was going to tweet out twitching tonight at 7:35. Twitch.tv/ActualGordonKeith. Special guest? I do know we have a special guest right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Dan Whitney. You know him as Larry the Cable Guy, joining us live.
There he is.
Yes. There's the catchphrase. Now we're visiting with you.
Thanks for letting me class up your show.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a black tie event. We all rented tuxes for this.
Well, let me just say, before we start, I'm hurting a little bit. I was playing pickleball yesterday and threw out my pickle. It's a long story. Well, a medium story.
We're talking with you because you are part of the third annual Invited Celebrity Classic presented by Choctaw Casinos and Resorts. It's going to be held April 15th through the 21st at Las Galinas Country Club. And tickets are free if someone wants to go for all 3 days of competition. www.invitedcelebrityclassic.com/tickets. Now, would you prefer us to call you Dan or Larry in this interview?
It don't matter to me. Just whatever you call me, I'm excited. you call me Gail or Free. I don't care what you call me. Tell me whatever. I'm looking forward to coming down there, though. I enjoy that golf tournament. They do a good job down there. Choctaw, you know, they put it on, and it's Las Galinas, a great course. And every year, you know, I finish 38. And my wife said, "Man, you did pretty good. You finished 38. And I go, "Honey, there was 41 people in it." You know? So I like that great a deal. But I'll say this. I got me a golf simulator. I've been playing better. I know I'm playing better because I was on my simulator yesterday, and I only had to let three groups play through.
So. Yeah,
this
I was wondering
right
how
your
good
alley,
a player,
George.
Do you play in the cutoff sleeves when you play golf, or do you wear like a regular golf shirt, or what kind of dress do you throw down?
Well, it depends. If I'm golfing with, say I'm golfing with Jack Nicklaus, well, that's Jack Nicklaus, so obviously I'm not going to wear sleeves. But if I'm golfing, I'm going to dress up for that. But if it's somebody nobody knows, then I'll dress down and I'll put sleeves on.
Now, there's a lot of big players playing in this. Vijay Singh, Justin Leonard, Retief Goosen, John Daly, Tony Romo. There's a big golfer for you.
That Vijay Singh, shoot, I practically raised his kids. we go way back, me and Vijay. I was big, you know, back in the day.
Oh, those kids watch the movie Cars, all the Cars films?
Cars 1 and 2.
Well, yeah, of course, 1 and 2. I'm sure they saw it, so I guess I did raise his kids.
Yeah, there you go.
It's always like we're almost like our own little tour. We play in a bunch of these celebrity golf tournaments. It's always fun to help folks raise money. And of course, this is going to the first tee Dallas, first tee Fort Worth. The Romanus Institute. So we're raising some good money. You know, it's a young tournament. We've already done $500,000 to the charities, but it's kind of like old home week because we do a lot of these. So it's, you know, it's always good to get back out there and see the guys again and compete against them. And it's a lot of fun.
When did you get into golf? Like, what age did you get the golf bug?
I didn't start playing golf till about 2010, maybe about 14 years ago, and I love it. I mean, I think I don't eat. Sometimes I don't even take any dates because I want to golf. So I go, I'm getting better. I started out at about a 30 handicap, and then I'm about a 30 handicap now, and it's only cost me $6 million.
So not bad. Not bad.
Not bad. It gets addicting, that's for sure, but I love it. I remember we were in some tournament and they had a long drive contest, and Michelle Tafoya was out there interviewing people, and she says, Larry, what was your longest drive? And I'm like, yesterday, the drive home after I shot a 105.
Hey, as
I love these tournaments.
Is there a hope for Nebraska football? Whoa,
what's happening?
We're bumper carring it.
But
okay, Lord's not helping. I ask you if there was hope for Nebraska football.
Yeah, we got a good coach, man. Matt Rule's awesome, and the kids love him. And you know, I go down there every now and then, see the practice. It's a whole different attitude down there. I'm very excited about it. We finally got somebody in there, and we'll see. We'll see. But it's, you know, yeah, I think we're on our way up. Absolutely. Okay. Whole different attitude. I hope so. I mean, you know, I'm a product of the, I was born in 63, so I'm a product of the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And, you know, football was always awesome when it was, you know, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas, USC, you know, the big blue bloods. I love that. So I hope it all gets back to that again. I think, you know, this whole nil thing and everything that's going on, at some point, there's going to be a breakaway and there's going to end up being 50 schools that participate in two conferences probably. And I mean, it's headed, so we'll see. It kind of stinks. I wish we could go back to the
good old days. Yeah, bowl games, and Nebraska would win 10 or 11 games a year.
Well, yeah, that was fun. That was fun, but not just because we win all the time, but, man, that was fun. You know, all you go, you wake up, and you had New Year's Day, you had the Orange Bowl at night, and you had the road. I mean, that was awesome. Now it's different. Yeah. But anyway,
we got the mayonnaise bowl now.
Yeah, the man. What a yeah, absolutely. But anyway, Nebraska's going to be fine. I'm not worried about it. So,
hey, tell us about your early days in radio. Why did you get out of radio?
Why did I get out of radio?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do radio. You tell me why you want to get out of it.
Yeah, and you did mornings, too. We can definitely relate to that, why you wanted to go do something else.
No, I'll be honest with you. I loved it. You know, morning shows I loved, because when people move somewhere and they turn on, anyway, back in the day, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, you turn on your favorite station, and the station was kind of like family. So when I got on these morning shows across the country, I became a part of that person's drive home and that drive to work. And now with today's social media for comedians, they got podcasts, but for me, and I know Fox already did it like that too, we did radio, and I love morning radio. Was really good to me, and I'll never say anything bad about radio, because it was a big stepping stone to my career. And you know, I had about 27 stations that I was syndicated on, and I do a three and a half, four minute bit there. But if it wasn't for morning radio letting me and allowing me to get on there and be funny and develop a following, I don't know where it would have gone. But morning radio was great. I loved it. I enjoyed morning radio. If they said if you had to go back, I'd go back and do it again. Absolutely. I loved it, and I did learn one thing about morning radio, though. You know, I was doing mainly call-ins, But I remember in Florida, they made me a part of the morning show. So when I wasn't out on the road doing stand-up, I would come in and be a part of the morning show. And they gave me a little office, and I'd had zip out, and I'd call Arizona, or I'd call Texas, or I'd call Nebraska or Virginia or whatever. But then I go back and be a part of the morning show. But I did learn this. They tried to teach me how to operate the board once. And I said, I ain't going to learn how to operate the board, because if I know how to operate the board, you're going to ask me to operate the board all the time. But if I don't know how to operate the board, you're not going to ask me to do squat. So I purposely didn't learn how to do nothing, so they never asked me to do something else.
That's what we've been called doing the Gordon Keith trajectory.
That's the one thing I learned in radio. I loved it. I had a great time, and it was it's beautiful. But I learned early on, don't learn how to operate nothing.
How much land are you living on now, Mr. Larry the Cable Guy?
Oh, it's not bad. I think I got 11,000 acres up here.
Wow. Dang. In Nebraska or where?
In my head when I sleep at night.
Okay.
No, I've you know what? I got a place up here. We got about 180 acres. Got a nice creek that runs through it and a pond, and it's nice. You know, I got rodeo kids, so my daughter's learning how to do breakaway roping, and my boy's been trying to bull ride.
Wow.
And I put a nice little practice facility in for him, and so we do a lot of that. You know, I was involved with the professional bull riders a long time ago. I used to sponsor a cowboy named Tater Porter, and I had a PRCA team, and I enjoy that stuff. So in my off time, you know, I like to golf, and then I like to go down there and be with the kids and help them try to live their dreams out. So
how many shows are you doing a year?
I cut back. You know, my kids grew up on a tour bus. You know, for about 15 years, I was on the road about 287 days a year.
Wow.
Living on a bus. And, four of those years before my kids ever came along. But, I cut away back. I'm kind of, I don't know, I'd say semi-retired. I do maybe 24 shows a year. I do just enough to go out and play star for a weekend. And, you know, I still enjoy doing it. I love making people laugh. And so I don't, you know, I'm not going to quit anytime soon. But I just, you know, my kids are, they're 16 and 17. And so when they started about 13 years old, I started cutting back, because Jeff Foxworthy told me a long time ago, if you don't need to go somewhere and you've done well, one thing you don't want to do is not be there for your kids when they got something going on and you don't want to miss it. And if you're able to do that, try to do that. So that's what I try to do. I go out, and like for this weekend, I'm going out and I'm doing a show in Nevada. I'm doing a show up in Oregon. I'll be home Sunday, and then I'm going to come down there and do that golf tournament. And so I kind of like that, you know. Yeah. I'm doing just enough to keep my name out there and tell jokes and have a good time with it.
Well, we thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. I hope everyone's out there and watches us play golf. It's a lot of fun, you know. Everybody that golfs in this golf tournament, celebrity wise and senior wise, they're really good with the fans. They're good interaction with people, and I think if you've never been to this pro-am there at Las Colinas, I think you're really gonna enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, thank you, Geter Dunn. Boy, yeah. I tell you what, I'm happier than a toy in the trailer park. Woo!
Well, got part of it.
Oh, little Mater there. All right.
All right.
A little Mater for you, fellas. All right.
Love Mater. Yes, it's invitedcelebrityclassic.com/tickets. Free tickets for all 3 days of competition. You can see a lot of famous people. I mentioned Romo. There are other athletes. Pudge, DeMarcus Ware, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, Roger Clemens, John Smoltz, Annika Sorenstam.
Okay.
Joe Carter, Reggie Bush, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yes.
The actor from, what was he on?
Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched Cars yet, Junior? Any of the Cars?
No, not yet.
Thumbs up. They're great.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Owen Wilson's in there.
Owen Wilson plays Lightning McQueen.
Larry the Cable Guy is Mater.
Yeah, he's great as Mater.
Tom Hanks in that?
No, that's Toy Story.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Toy Story, yeah.
Are you happy now, George?
Yes.
Gosh, I don't care who you are. No one funny more right excited about Larry the Cable Guy than George.
He had a lot of funny lines.
He's great.
How old do you think he is?
So I looked this up. What'd you say?
50s?
Because
he sounds 80,
yes,
but he's only 61.
I thought he was in his 70s by how he sounded.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw he was 61, I was shocked.
But anyway, go out there. Watch him play. See if he can shoot his
Get
age.
Her done.
Get her done, George. Get her done. I don't care who you are.
I don't care who you are.
That's fine. All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner.